The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hello, besties. Welcome back to Trend It to Care. Or if you're new here, welcome to Trend It to Care. My name's Ashley. I post every single Monday all about friendships, relationships, mental health, glowing up, literally whatever the hell's on my mind, which is like today's episode. I want to talk about friendships. Specifically, I want to talk about guy friendships versus girl friendships. I posted a TikTok about this a couple months ago and it went crazy viral because a lot of people agreed with what I was saying, specifically girls, but then there was some guys that I rubbed the wrong way. But I stand by what I think, and this is something that I'm very interested in and I don't think many people talk about. But as of lately, like the past year or two, I've had really good friendships. My friendships are pretty low maintenance. They're less drama. There's really good communication. There's boundaries. And we just have mutual respect for each other. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that it wasn't always like this. I haven't always had the best friendships. I've gone through friendship breakups. I've had friendship struggles. I've felt like that friend who was always left out. And it feels so good now to have these amazing connections with these amazing people. Like this past week for my birthday, me and two of my best friends went to the Ocean House Hotel in Rhode Island and we did a sound bath meditation. We had way too many glasses of champagne, or at least I did. We had an amazing dinner and it was just so refreshing and healing. It felt really good to know that I was safe and I didn't have to worry about anything. There was no issues, there was no fights. It was just fun and it felt exactly like a friendship should feel. I just had a really good time and it reminded me of what I deserve and what kinds of friendships I've always wanted. And I've realized that I'm just really grateful for the friendships that I do have. But before I got to the place that I'm at now, I used to struggle to keep friendships. I was really bad at maintaining friendships, and not because I didn't want to be friends with those people. It wasn't because I didn't like them. It wasn't because I wanted to fight with them. It was because I had friends who were treating me as if we weren't friends and they weren't giving me the same respect that I was giving them. I felt very isolated and alone. And after a period of time of feeling that way, I decided it would be best for me to leave those friendships because they were hurting me more than it would hurt if I was just alone. My boyfriend and I have been together for 6 years. And in the beginning of our relationship when we were in college, those were the rockiest years I've had with friends. And I would see him having all these friends and ask myself, like, why can he keep friendships so easily, but I'm struggling so bad? Like, he probably looks at me and thinks I'm this freak who's dramatic and there's something wrong with me. And it's not even just my boyfriend. I feel like most guys have the same friends and friend groups for many, many years, if not indefinitely. And they don't go through as many friendships as girls go through. And I think that's why girls have a bad reputation when it comes to friendships. But it wasn't until the past few years that I realized that's not why I can't keep friendships. It's not because I'm a bad person. It's not because I'm a bad friend. It's not because women are incapable of having amazing friendships. I realized the reason so many girls go through friendship breakups and have these arguments with their friends is because they expect more from their friends than guys do. So that's what we're going to talk about today: guy friendships versus girl friendships, why guys are never in drama, why girls have a bad reputation of being petty and unable to keep friendships. And I also want to talk about when you should let go of friendships that are no longer serving you. I think it's a well-known idea that girls have a bad reputation of being drama, turning on their friends, being fake, gossiping, and not being able to keep friendships. at one point in my life, I was that girl that was like, oh my God, I love hanging out with the guys. Girls are just too much drama. Guys are so much easier to be friends with. I was a pick-me girl. This was like the beginning of high school, maybe middle school, but I was young. And I was that God-annoying bitch who thought shitting on other girls made me more appealing to guys. And I think I really did believe that girls were more drama. But looking back, bitch, I was the drama. I was probably being a menace. But even now as adults, girls still have that bad reputation and people still say those things that I did, whether it's coming from other girls or from guys. I remember one time when I was dating my ex, you know what? I talk about this ex so much. We're just going to give him a fake name. So when I'm talking about him, you know exactly who I'm talking about. We're going to call him Brock. So me and Brock were listening to a Drake song. I don't know what song it was, but it's a line in a Drake song that's like, show me pictures of your friends just to tell me you aren't really friends. I think it goes like that. And he was like, oh my God, that line makes me think of you and your friends. And he said it so nonchalantly. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, because you and your friends are always fighting, which we weren't really. I would just tell him things and I'd be venting to him. And he took in his little pea brain that it means I don't like that person, or we're talking shit about each other, or we don't like each other because we were having a disagreement or because I was upset about something. Me being upset equaled me being fake and not keeping it real with my friends. Me being petty to my friends. I also think whenever a girl meets a new friend or meets new people, there's always going to be someone who jumps to, oh my God, she's always hopping to new friends. She can't keep friends. There must be something wrong with her. Or when someone hears a group of girls break up or they're fighting with their girlfriends, the issues themselves that these girls are fighting over aren't important. And these girls are just blowing it out of proportion because girls are drama. Girls will find any reason to fight with their friends and always find a reason to ghost their friends. And of course, there are people who can't maintain friendships because they're not mature enough. They don't know how to communicate. They go behind their friends' back. They're not self-aware. Like me when I was younger, okay? I was a dumbass bitch. But for the most part, girls aren't having these fallouts because they're bored and have nothing to do but pick fights because they don't like their friends and because they're too immature. It's actually the opposite. Like I was just saying, throughout my relationship with my boyfriend, he's had the same friends. He's had, you know, a couple new friends, a couple new characters enter into his life. But for the most part, he's maintained the same friends since, I would say, elementary school. And don't get me wrong, so do I. Like, the two friends that I went away with for my birthday, I've been friends with them since elementary school and middle school. But over the past 6 years of dating my boyfriend, there were times that I had fallouts with friends, and when this would happen, I would look at him and question, if he's having no issues with his friends and I'm always having issues with mine, I must be the problem. I must be so unbearable to be around. I must just pull problems out of my ass. Maybe I'm too emotional. Maybe I'm too needy. Maybe I'm too dramatic. It's a me thing. But there's times where my boyfriend's friends will come over and it's solely to watch sports, to make music, to gamble, to play video games. There's no tea. There's no life updates. There's none of that. In the TikTok video I made, I mentioned a video I saw where this girl asked her boyfriend after he went golfing with his guy friend how he was doing after a breakup. And her boyfriend was like, how should I know? And she was like, you were with him for multiple hours. You didn't ask him how he is? Because if you don't know, if you don't have a boyfriend who golfs, golf is an all-day event. They're with their friends all day. And I've had the same experience with my boyfriend where he'll be golfing with his guy friends and he has no juicy details to tell me about because all they talked about when they were golfing was golf or other sports. Whereas if I was with my friend all day, even if I was with her for an hour, I'm caught up on her life entirely. I know what she's struggling with, what's bothering her, who pissed her off, what her plans are, her childhood trauma, the guy she's interested in. Like, I know everything because that's how we connect. We share vulnerable private details with each other. And that's the biggest difference that guy friendships and girl friendships have, in my opinion. There's a difference in connection, different ways we bond, how much we share, how much we expect from one another. I know this doesn't apply to every guy. I don't want to write this off as every guy is unable to have deep connections with their friends. I know that there are emotionally available men. I know that men do have friendships that are built off these very intimate details. But I'm mostly referring to the majority of guys, especially guys who criticize women for struggling within their friendships. I'm trying to shed light on why girls have these friendship fallouts. I'm trying to explain that it's not that we just can't handle our friends, but there's a difference in expectations and there's different boundaries. From what I've witnessed, a lot of guys don't open up and become vulnerable unless they're in a relationship. I highly doubt that my boyfriend has shared a lot, if any, of the vulnerable things he shared with me to his guy friends. And I'm so grateful that he's trusted me enough and felt comfortable enough to open up to me. But a lot of what I've shared with him, I've felt just as comfortable to share with my girlfriends. Of course, there's some things that he knows that my friends don't. But for the most part, I'm an open book if I trust you and we've built a deep enough connection, even if it's platonic. The reason I bring this up is because guys have high expectations and they actually set boundaries when they're dating someone romantically because they share so much of their life with that person. They put so much trust into that person and they're afraid of losing them. So if their partner were to lie to them, sneak behind their back, speak poorly of them, just not live up to their word, they would be upset, maybe even break up with them. And girls do that too, but girls also do that with their friends because girls have high expectations and have boundaries within their friendships. So when their friends betray them the way a partner would, it hurts just as bad. The way guys open up and are vulnerable with their partners romantically is the way a lot of girls are with their friends. But when a girl reacts the way that a guy would in his relationship, girls are made out to be crazy and we're overreacting and we're just causing drama and we'll find any reason to end a friendship, which isn't the case. It isn't true. Girls have higher expectations for their friends because we've put a lot of time and energy into them. We've opened up, we're vulnerable. We've shared things that we don't just share with anyone. We've confided in them. We've leaned on them when we're struggling. We've put our trust into them. So when a friend goes against all of that, when a friend betrays us, of course we're going to react offended, react hurt, possibly end the friendship. A guy could do the same exact thing to his friend, but it might not hurt as much because they don't have that deep of a connection. They don't have those expectations or boundaries with each other. They didn't expect their friend to invite them to that thing. They didn't expect their friend to not go and talk to that girl. They didn't expect their friend to speak highly of them because that friend to them is just someone they golf with. They're just someone they watch sports with. So it's not that deep. Whereas if I open up about something to a friend, I expect them not to share that information with anyone. If my ex breaks my heart, I expect them to not get with my ex, even if I have a boyfriend. If I have a boyfriend, I expect them not to flirt with my boyfriend. I expect my friends to have open and honest communication with me, to not go behind my back. Those are my expectations, the same type of expectations that a guy would have in a romantic relationship. I've shared the story before. I've shared it in, I think, the TikTok video that I keep referring to. But in my early 20s, I had these two friends. We will call them Hazel and Aaron. Hazel and Aaron and I loved Ariana Grande. When Ariana Grande had her Dangerous Woman tour, we got a hotel room, we got tickets. But unfortunately for me and Hazel, we did not get to see Ariana Grande because right before we were about to walk in, we got caught for underage drinking and security literally ripped up our tickets right in front of us and banned us from the casino and told us that if I wanted to get unbanned, I needed to write to the tribe. I have since written to the tribe, haven't heard back, still banned. I've still gone back, but if I get caught there, it is trespassing. Anyways, so Hazel and I did not get to go see Ariana Grande, but Aaron did. We were like, okay, you go in, you still enjoy the concert, we'll meet up with you afterwards, which sucked at the time, but is now a funny story to talk about and tell people. And because we went through that together, we were like, okay, we need to see Ariana Grande. So she announces her Sweetener tour, and I expressed that I wanted to go. But at the time, we were all broke college students. The tickets were expensive as hell. And Hazel and Aaron said that it was out of budget and they didn't want to go. They didn't want to spend the money. So again, it sucked, but I thought, I'm not going to go alone. I want to go with them. And if they're not going, I'm not going to go. So fast forward a couple months, Aaron goes to this bonfire that I'm not invited to, which that alone hurt because all my friends were hanging out without me. But she goes to this bonfire. And the next day, one of our guy friends tells my boyfriend that he overheard her saying to the other girls that I'm going to be so upset when I find out her and Hazel are going to Ariana Grande without me and she doesn't know how she's going to tell me. And when my boyfriend told me that, I was like, oh, he definitely just misunderstood or misheard her. Like, there's no way. So I text Hazel because she wasn't at the bonfire. And I'm like, what is she talking about? Like, what is going on? And at this point, I am convinced that there's no way in hell this is happening. Like, he must have misheard her. But Hazel confesses and she's like, we got Ariana Grande tickets. I wanted to tell you, but she wouldn't let me. And when I Venmo'd requested her, she made me do it private so you wouldn't see, but we're going this week. When she told me this, I was so pissed off and so hurt. But the way that they disrespected me was so downplayed by Aaron, but also by all our guy friends. Like, they were like, why would Ashley care? Why is she upset over this? Like, why aren't they allowed to go to a concert without her? Why does she have to be invited to everything? But it was never the fact that I need to or want to be invited to everything. It's the principle. It's the fact that you lied to me. You hid this from me. You embarrassed me. And quite frankly, you would just rather have more fun without me. So why are we even friends? It's not the act of going to the concert without me. It's the fact that as your friend, you had no problem disrespecting me and hurting me. That's what I have a problem with. And I just don't think a lot of guys understand this. It's not the little things that girls get upset about. It's the principle. It's the disrespect. You know, I might seem dramatic for being upset that my friend didn't want to invite me to something, especially something they knew I'd want to go to. It's not the fact that I wanted to be invited. It's the fact that they would rather be there without me than with me. You might seem dramatic for being upset that your friend is texting your ex, even though you're not together, but you're not actually upset about your ex. You're upset about the principal. They know what your ex has done to you. So what do they have to talk about them? Why is them speaking to your ex more important than your feelings? So no, it's not that girls are just drama and petty and they just want to fight with their friends. It's the fact that we've put so much into our friendships because of the love that we have for our friends. But when that's not reciprocated or the trust that we've had is broken, and sometimes it's broken so badly, there's sometimes no way to repair it. The only option is to walk away. The same way that if a guy's partner cheated on them, they would probably walk away, because how do you come back from that without both parties trying their best to make it work? It's not fair to judge female friendships as a whole and say they're fake or dramatic or girls can't keep friendships when you've never had a platonic friendship as deep or as meaningful as most women do. I think a big part of why people stay in shitty friendships, one-sided friendships to be specific, is one, they're afraid of being alone, but two, they're afraid of coming off as someone who's argumentative or can't keep friends, especially after going through a public friendship breakup. To get into another friendship and not get along or there's some trouble, it could be nerve-wracking to make the decision to leave because, like I was just saying, you kind of get in your head thinking, if I'm having trouble in a friendship again, it must be me. Like, there's no way that everyone is just this shitty. But the truth is, there are a lot of shitty people. There are people that don't know how to be a good friend. being a good friend is not just sticking around to have a friend. It's not just going out and having fun. It's not just texting. There's more layers to it, and it's more than okay for you to have certain expectations and boundaries in your friendships, just like you have in a romantic relationship. It's okay for you to draw a line and say, I'm not getting what I want to be getting from this friendship. It doesn't make you a bad friend or a bad person to leave a friendship that's no longer serving you or just makes you feel bad. I understand that romantic relationships are a little different than friendships, and it's not reasonable to expect your friends to treat you like a romantic partner, because in a romantic committed relationship, you're ultimately choosing each other. And then in friendships, you both have other friends that you have to tend to, and all your time can't go to each other. But if you communicate what you're looking for in a friend and you're clear about what you expect, you're clear about your non-negotiables, you set boundaries, you're open and you're honest, and you still feel like you're giving more than you're getting, or you're just straight up being disrespected, you're not a bad person for choosing to end a connection. You're not seeking drama or seeking confrontation. You're trying to find a resolution that keeps the friendship, but also makes you feel better. But if they're not willing to work with you to make the friendship work, it's not going to. I think a lot of people have trouble distinguishing when it's time to cut ties with someone and let go of a friendship because they've poured so much of themselves into that friendship and they want it to work, but it just simply isn't because it's so one-sided. And they're also afraid of what people will think of them or what gossip will come from the friendship breakup. You know, when you go through a friendship breakup, there's always people on the sides talking about how bad of a friend you were and how bad of a person you are. And people don't want to be subjected to that or feel bad about making a decision that they feel is right for them. If you feel like without your persistence and attention to the friendship, there would be no friendship, that friendship should go. You shouldn't feel like you have to keep giving and giving and giving in hopes that eventually you're going to get something back just to make your image look better. Like, would you rather people think that you're this amazing person with all these friends that actually make you feel terrible about yourself? Or would you rather have people think that you're petty and that you're unable to maintain friendships, but you let go of these friendships that aren't serving you, and you go and find people who make you feel like you matter? You make friendships that fulfill you and don't drain you. Like, do you care more about people looking at you and thinking, oh my God, she's always hopping to friendships? Or do you want to go and explore and meet people who get you, who understand you, who want to be your friend? If you feel like a friendship is no longer serving you, whether it's because of them disrespecting you, your paths have changed, your desires have changed, the dynamic between you have changed, it's okay for you to walk away and cut ties. It's not a negative thing, and you're not doing something wrong. I spoke about this in a separate podcast and also a TikTok video, I think, but so many people continue their friendships and are in these large friend groups, not because their friendships are good and that they're so popular and everyone likes them, but because these friend groups and these friendships don't challenge each other. They allow disrespect and they settle out of the fear of being alone. One of the reasons, in my opinion, that guys maintain these friendships for so many years, despite them not being very deep and despite their guy friends not always being the best to each other, them doing some questionable things behind each other's backs, is because they're too comfortable. It's all they know. And although they might not be happy, although they don't have a deep connection or they don't have a friendship with boundaries, at least they have friends. At least they have someone to go golf with and listen to that Drake album with and play video games with. They might not have someone to talk to when they're upset, but they have someone to go out with on the weekend. And I'm sure that there's things that their guy friends do that really does upset them, but they don't talk about it. They don't make a big deal about it like girls do, because they have it instilled in their heads that if they speak up, they look like they care too much or they're overthinking it and it's not that deep. And they don't want to be that drama or annoyance that they tie to women and their friendships. They excuse bad behavior or borderline hater energy from their friends out of fear of being abandoned or looking too soft. I always say this, and at this point, I should honestly have merch that says this because I say it all the freaking time. So note to self, tell Dear Media we're doing this merch. But it is better to be alone than to have a bunch of friends that make you feel lonely. It shouldn't matter what people think about you or how people are going to react to you standing up for yourself. What should matter is how you feel, especially after someone disrespects you. You're worried about how your friend's going to react to you ending the friendship, but did they worry about how you felt when they weren't answering your text, when they weren't inviting you to things, when they were talking badly about you, when they were doing things that they knew would hurt you? Did they worry about your feelings then? I just don't think they did. Your friendships should be adding value to your life, not taking away your joy or your confidence or making you feel left out or making you feel alone or making you feel unloved or making you feel like you're doing too much or expecting too much. I will tell you right now, I have never had a friend where I thought when they texted me or when they asked to hang out or when they came to me when they needed me, I didn't think, you know, they're really fucking annoying. Like, they're doing too much. They're texting me too much. They're asking me to hang out way too much. If you're my friend, I want that. I want you to reach out to me. I want you to want to spend time with me. And if you feel any other way, why are you fucking friends? Why are you friends with them? And maybe it's because I've always felt like a burden in my friendships. I've always felt like the annoying friend because I've been told I am the annoying friend. But I have never made my friends wanting to be a part of my life a negative thing. Also, why do you want to be friends with someone who doesn't want to spend time with you or doesn't want to talk to you? What is the point in that? And on the other side, why make someone feel like they're doing something wrong for wanting to be a part of your life? When you decide to be friends, that's what you're signing up for. You're signing up for your friends to come to you, to talk to you, to hang out with you. Because if not, then why be friends? Why say you want to be in someone's life if you don't actually want to be in their life? You only want to be in their life when it benefits you, when they have a cool party to invite you to, when they have juicy gossip. That's not what a real friendship is. Just like people expect someone to be upfront with their intentions when dating someone, you should be the same way with your friends. Just like you wouldn't want to waste someone's time by leading them on because you're just not that into them. If you don't actually want to be a part of someone's life, if you aren't in the headspace to be a good friend, don't be. But be straight up with your intentions. And just like your friends would tell you that your situationship is a loser because he never texts you back or his texts are dry or his actions and words never line up and that you should drop him, keep that same energy for your friendships. If they're acting like they don't care about you, they don't. If they're acting like they don't respect you, it's because, you guessed it, they don't. And you deciding to walk away from that friendship does not take away from you as a person. That doesn't make you petty or dramatic or crazy. If anything, it adds to you and shows others that you respect yourself and your time and you won't allow people to treat you that way. I hope that this episode serves as a reminder that your feelings are never too much, and just because you're not dating someone doesn't mean that you don't deserve to be respected or cared for in the way you want. Just because your expectations are different than others or your friendships are different than others doesn't mean that you aren't being realistic or that you're wrong for wanting more than others. You're in control of who's in your life and who's not. You're in control of what you allow and what you don't, and no one else gets to tell you whether you're wrong or right for that. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It was just an interesting topic that I wanted to talk about. I don't see a lot of people talking about. Wanted to get it off my mind. I would love to hear your thoughts on Spotify. I'll leave a little Q&A thing on there. And if you're not on Spotify, you can slide into my DMs. Slide into my DMs at any time. It makes me so happy when you do. I love talking to you all. This weekend, I'm going to Palm Springs. I'm leaving on Thursday. I'm recording this on Tuesday. And I've never been. I'm so excited. I'm going to Revolve Fest and a few events. I'm not going to Coachella as of right now. But I'm so excited to make some videos, share my experience with you guys, because growing up, that's all I ever wanted to do and go to. So I don't really classify myself as an influencer. Like, I'm not really doing a lot of the influencer-y things. So I just want to share my experience. So if you're interested in that, check out my Instagram and TikTok. Those are linked in the show notes, as well as my Google form, and all of the other links are in the show notes. If you love today's episode, if you love me, if you love Dear Media, make sure to give us a 5-star review. It really does help me out and it boosts my ego a little bit. So if you want to give a fire sign even more of a big head, do that. Would love it. Love you regardless. But yeah, that's all for today. Oh, wait. Sorry. One more thing. I never say this, but if you want to be notified every time I post an episode, make sure to click the little bell. I know Spotify has it. Don't know if Apple has it, but, you know, I post every Monday, but sometimes the Sunday scaries creep up on us and you forget, and you wake up and you forget to listen. So make sure to do that. Okay, I'm done lecturing you. I love you, besties. I will talk to you next Monday. Thanks for being here for another episode. I appreciate you so much. Goodbye, besties.